If you're someone who works on living a more mindful life, we've got a suggestion. Spend a day stacking up all the things you throw away in the kitchen. Onion and garlic skins, tea bags, trimmings from carrots and celery, chicken bones. You'd be surprised at how big that heap can be. Chef Ronna Welsh teaches cooking classes in her Brooklyn-based Purple Kale Kitchen Works. At the very heart of her classes are sustainable and creative ways of wasting less. There's lots of practical tips, but also a psychological approach to cooking that's bigger than just composting. Our managing producer, Sally Swift, got a lesson.
Ronna, thanks for joining us.
Hi there.
Hey, so what do you think we need to understand to be more sustainable in our kitchens?
In my opinion, we're only going to adopt sustainable cooking habits, and these are habits that are conscious of the environment, of food waste, of local economies, things that go beyond just buying the right kind of food from the right source. If these habits fit into and work around the ups, the downs, the urgencies, the mishaps, the wackiness of everyday life.
So give me an example of that.
Well, I think this, you know, really moves way beyond the way we typically script out our meals. And so we approach dinner even by asking what's for dinner and then sending us down a path of figuring out what to procure in order to cook what it is we set out to eat. But I think we need an approach that flips this whole process of meal planning, asking what's for dinner on its head, and that begins with great ingredients, sharp attention to how they taste, to their texture. They're sometimes hard to see discrete parts. And then often using really basic cooking technique, methodically follow their lead beyond one particular dish to possibly many different dishes or many different meals.
So you're saying don't plan on, you know, don't take a recipe and go to the grocery store. You're thinking that's the backward approach to it.
Well, I think if that's our only approach, then it fails us for when life happens.
So give me an example. You have some wonderful examples on your blog about things you can do with single ingredients. You've taken apart an apple, for instance. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. When I tackle an apple, I have kids, and so by tackling an apple, that means I have to, by necessity, peel it for them. And so when I peel that apple and I'm left with this beautiful flesh, I'm also left with a pile of peels.
Mm-hmm.
And the obvious thing is we're supposed to all save our scraps. And so I save them, and I might put them in a low oven to dry them or even take them. And if I did a really thoughtful job peeling, that is, I peeled them knowing that they might have some interesting use for me, and therefore I kept some of the flesh on the peel itself, then they might be flavorful enough to serve as a basis of a slaw in combination with cabbage or something. And if I had that same kind of attention paid to how I cut the apple, so that rather than lob it in half and just kind of prick out the seeds, I might cut the flesh away from the core, so that not only am I left with these nice big chunks of apples to snack on, but I have a chunky, meaty core, which then I could put in a pot and cook down in any number of ways. And one of the ways that I documented was just cooking it with some vinegar and sugar. And it makes this really astounding gastrique, which is simply a sweet and sour sauce, the sweetness coming from the apple cores themselves.
It's so interesting because, of course, what you're talking about, some people would consider sloppy prep, right? That you're leaving so much flesh with the peel, and you're, you know, not getting all of the flesh off the core. And in reality, you're changing the whole system. It's such a mindful way to look at the ingredient.
Well, I think that, you know, I like to say that there's more food in the food we eat than we typically see.
And it is a very optimistic approach.
It is, because it's our mental state which prevents us from cooking, and not our skill set.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not about being inspired, because the truth is inspiration never strikes between 6 and 8 p.m. when everyone is hungry and you have to eat.
Those are wise words. Ronna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sally.
Chef Ronna Welsh teaches classes at her Purple Kale Kitchen Works in Brooklyn, New York. Be sure to check out her Apple in 4X. Find the info at splendidtable.org.